The Daily Gospel for Friday, the 4th of January, 2013, Friday before Epiphany. Saint of the day, Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton, foundress of the Sisters of Charity of Saint Joseph's. The Holy Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Saint John, chapter 1, verses 35 to 42. John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come, and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated, "anointed." Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. Commentary of the day: Rupert of Deutz, a Benedictine monk. A sermon on St. John's Gospel. John was standing with two of his disciples when Jesus passed by. This refers naturally to bodily posture, but it is expressing something about John's mission, the energy of his words and deeds. Yet, according to the evangelist, it is also referring even more deeply to that tense alertness that was always strong in this prophet. It was not enough for John to fulfill his role of forerunner outwardly. He always kept alive in his heart his longing for the Lord whom he had recognized in baptism. There is no question that John was wholly directed towards our Lord. He longed to see him again, for to see Jesus was salvation for him who confessed him, glory for him who made him known, joy for him who pointed him out. So John was standing there, upright, at attention, with all his heart's ardor, standing up straight, waiting for the Messiah, who was as yet disguised by the shadow of his humility. With John were two of his disciples, standing like their master, first fruits of that people the forerunner had prepared, not for himself, but for the Lord. Seeing Jesus as he passed by, John said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Note the phrases in this account. At first sight, all is clear, but for those who penetrate to its deeper meaning, everything is pregnant with mystery. Jesus passed by. What does this mean if not that the Son of God has come to share our human nature, which passes, which changes? He whom people did not know was made known and loved as he passed among us. He came into the Virgin's womb, then he passed from his mother's womb to the cradle, and from the cradle to the cross, from the cross to the tomb, and from the tomb he ascended back to heaven. Our heart, too, if it learns to long for Christ as John did, will recognize Jesus passing by. Following him, it will come with the disciples to where Jesus lives, into the mystery of his divinity.